Humboldt County's discretionary budget fund is doing better than forecasted, but a deficit remains, and the county's economy is struggling. A mix of outcomes was presented to the Board of Supervisors during a December 17th budget update. Taking effect July 1st, the year's budget was approved with a $15 million deficit. But due to various one-time revenue boosts and cost-cutting, the budget's general fund, which pays for county services, is at $42.8 million, $13.2 million more than expected when the budget was approved. Though noting the positive performance, Deputy County Administrative Officer Jessica Maciel said a deficit situation persists and an imbalance between spending and income has to be addressed.
I want to remind departments again that it's very important that they are realistic when submitting their projected year-end estimates to our office. We will be carefully reviewing submissions to ensure we receive representative data in order to provide recommendations to your board in February for the fiscal year 25-26 budget development. Further, while these fund balances are an improvement from what was anticipated at the proposed budget, it's critical that we proceed with caution, as one-time funds such as fund balance do not resolve the structural budget deficit. It's important that we work to develop a budget that balances ongoing expenditures with ongoing revenues.
A written staff report details the budget's wider context, the local economy. According to the report, sales tax revenue in the entire county was down by 1.9% April through June compared to the previous year. In the unincorporated county area, sales tax revenue was down by 5.9%. By sector, the biggest drop was in vehicle sales with a 6.2% decrease. Construction-related and retail sales tax revenues also decreased. The report describes expected consumer spending as, quote, weak for the remainder of 2024. For many years, the county has forwarded the year-end balance of the general fund to make up for deficits, but the impending limit of that strategy is described in this exchange between Supervisor Natalie Arroyo and Maciel.
This still means that we have a structural deficit that remains due to the great number of additional general fund requests that we receive each budget cycle. And so while that reduction in fund balance wasn't as severe as anticipated, we still do project that, right? That in the coming years, we will run out of fund balance, should we not? Yeah, could you elaborate a little bit about what that picture looks like? I know you talked about it, but just to put a finer point on it.
Yeah, for sure. So on the projection that I showed, it estimates approximately $15.9 million to fund fiscal year 25-26. To put that in perspective, we would need nearly all of that if the deficit stayed at the level of fiscal year 24-25.
Also heeding the financial warnings, Supervisor Michelle Bushnell acknowledged savings from departmental actions like hiring freezes.
I do want to recognize that, you know, the departments really got on board and we have a better look right now because departments did take it serious and really worked with the CAO's office to come, you know, like with DHHS not hiring and with the hiring freeze. And I know our board initiated that. And that came through the message from the CAO's office. And I think the message is to the whole organization, as Supervisor Bone just said, it's going to be rocky for a few years, but hopefully down the road we can get back to some normalcy. And I just really want to say to the employees, I know they're working extra hard and understaffed, all of them.
In addition to fielding the update, supervisors approved some budget changes, including contributions to deferred facilities maintenance and general reserve funds. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.